Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am speaking with Audrey Erickson, the Ancillary Services Manager for Dallas County Hospital. Audrey, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Joe.
So we are talking about National Heart Month, which is February. So what can you tell me just about why it's important to have an entire month devoted to basically the heart?
Well, heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women in the United States. Every year, 1 in 4 deaths are caused by heart disease.
All right, so that's a pretty staggering amount of people. Heart disease is kind of a broad term, I believe. So what are some of the specific diseases and stuff associated with hearts?
The most common heart disease is coronary artery disease. When you hear somebody's had a heart attack, it's typically caused by coronary artery disease. And basically, that just means the tubes or arteries that take blood flow to the heart are narrow or blocked. And that happens whenever cholesterol or fatty material called plaque builds up on the inside of the arteries. Plaque is caused by too much fat and cholesterol in our diets, which gets into our blood, high blood pressure, smoking, too much sugar in the blood. And when plaque blocks an artery, it's hard for blood to flow to the heart, and a blocked artery can cause chest pain or a heart attack.
All right. So all of that can contribute to basically having heart attacks, and that's what is most of the time killing people related to heart disease?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. There's some other heart disease. There's congestive heart failure. There's cardiomyopathy. But by far, it's coronary artery disease that causes a heart attack. And a heart attack happens when blood flow to the heart is suddenly blocked. Part of the heart may die if the person doesn't get help quickly. Some of the common signs of a heart attack include pain or discomfort in the center or left side of the chest, a feeling of pressure, squeezing, or fullness in the chest, pain or discomfort in the upper body, in the arms, the back, the shoulders, the neck, the jaw, or sometimes the upper stomach. Another symptom of a heart attack would be shortness of breath, trouble breathing, feeling sick to your stomach, throwing up. A lot of times people have just a severe heartburn feeling. Other symptoms include dizziness, lightheaded, unusual fatigue, or just breaking out in a cold sweat.
All right. There are different, basically, degrees of severity for heart attacks, correct?
Yes. Yes. There's 3 vessels, and sometimes it's just one vessel that's involved, and that would, you know, be a mild heart attack. Well, I don't know if any heart attack's mild, but sometimes all 3 of the main vessels that provide blood to the heart are blocked, and that's a pretty urgent situation.
All right. What are some things that people can do to help prevent heart disease in them or their loved ones?
Well, some of the most important things are to get your cholesterol checked. It's important to get your cholesterol checked at least every 4 to 6 years. And some people will need to get it checked more often, especially if there's a history in the family of heart disease. You want your total cholesterol level to be under 200. Your LDL cholesterol level should be less than 100. Your HDL, which is the good cholesterol, you want that greater than 40, and your triglycerides should be below 150. So it's really important to ask your doctor, if he hasn't already ordered it, to do a cholesterol check. Another really important thing is to get your blood pressure checked. Every Thursday here at Dallas County Hospital at 10 a.m., we do free blood pressure checks. High blood pressure has no signs or symptoms. It's just silently damaging the heart. Normal blood pressure is considered 120 over 80. And like I said, every Thursday at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 10:30 in the hospital atrium, we're here to check your blood pressure for free. Other things you can do are to eat a healthy diet, exercise every day. Inactive people are nearly twice as likely to develop heart disease as those who are active. We've got a great program here at the hospital. It's called Walk with Ease. And it's just a half hour where one of our staff, Matt Crooks, gets together with people from the community and just kind of guides them through walking for 30 minutes. They do some stretches. It's no race. It's just walking. It's just getting active. Our next class of Walk with Ease will start in March. And you can register for that by calling Matt Crooks at 465-7563.
All right. Now, is the hospital offering any sort of education or events or programs during February to recognize National Heart Month?
We don't have any programs planned right now, just really the exercise class. And then we also offer Tai Chi, which is a great way for people to just get up and start moving and get a little more active. People can sign up for that anytime, and that's through Sally Swenson at 465-7512. Another key thing to prevent heart disease is not to smoke. That's a huge factor, risk factor for heart disease.
All right. Well, Audrey Erickson with Dallas County Hospital, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
I think that sums it up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you helping us get the message out.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Audrey Erickson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.